Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are very, very quiet, but leaking most of the day here. And I think it's because you look at corn and you look at wheat, and wheat continues to drag into new lows. I think that's dragging the corn with it. Also, I think there's still a fair amount of old crop corn out in the countryside that maybe is hitting elevators and ethanol plants. And so I think that as we go into next week, the market is going to be looking to, we need wheat to turn around here and stabilize, and it's not getting that job done. The Minister of Agriculture in Russia announced today that they were going to keep in place the export rules that they had that started as of July 1st this year, the taxation and what have you. Exporters are not happy about that, but they found that to be very bearish on the wheat market. In the meantime, you had the European Central Bank talking about more quantitative easing for Europe, and we need it the other way. We need them to be talking about not adding, printing more money. We need them to be saying they're going to do away with quantitative easing, and that would be viewed as that things are getting better. So consequently, that shoved the dollar higher today as foreign investors come to the U.S. to invest into the dollar. And, of course, what else do they invest in? A lot of times it's into stocks. But we've got China closed today, so they won't be open till Tuesday, so we'll see just what their temperature's like when we come back. It might be softer. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.